After she's turned into a snake, wait 7 days and then apply the second charm. Your pup will turn back into an otter. She'll look a little different, but she'll have a full complement of limbs. Who's next, Amanda? So, I see. I do believe this is Parasaur skin. Reptilian for certain. Yes, I'm pretty sure it's some kind of dinosaur skin. His spots are kiwi juice. What were you doing when these spots appeared? You probably got bitten by transmites. Good thing you didn't swallow one. They get into the food, you know. One poor woman swallowed one in an apple. She's been a dog ever since. You've obviously never been hunted by one. Hold on. Here it is. Just rub this cream on any part that's turned reptilian, and you should be back to normal in a few days. Fortunately, transmite bites aren't as hazardous to plush toys. His condition should clear up with some soap and water. Oh, and I would go see Tack or Snidge to get some hedge balls. That ought to keep the transmites away. Who's next? Sadie? Fix what? A magic coin, you say? I haven't had any magical coins in here in, well, ever. Didn't come from me. You do know that this island used to be home to a colony of wizards, don't you? There's stuff like that all over the place. Let me get a look at your tail there. You want me to fix it, don't you? I need to examine your tail to see what kind of magic did this. The magic meter is reading almost 500 megajampers. This is almost certainly genie magic. Yes, and I'd like to know who on this island has a genie. Here we go. These are unwish candles. It'll allow you to cancel the effect. It'll allow you to cancel the effect of any one wish. They only work once, and you have to blow them out in one breath, so use them carefully. What can I do for you, Mr. Dwarf? Hardly. You walk like someone who's been bipedal all his life. A humanoid, to be precise. A human or elf would have ducked instinctively when coming through the door. You did so like you're not used to it, meaning you're probably a dwarf or a leprechaun. Your eyes are also those of a humanoid, rough with crow's feet so common in dwarves, and you have a dwarven accent. Plus, you're wearing a dwarven vest. Plus, the magic meter spiked when you walked in. There's no wear on your claws, your fingers have scars on them, but your webbing doesn't. Add to that the fact that there is no loose fur on your vest, and I can surmise that you were transformed less than 24 hours ago. What can I do for you, Mr. Amanda? Run along and play outside. I'm not sure I understand this. What's in it for you?
Tell me about this family.
All right. What do I have to do? All right. Yes, you do. Wait. We. Whatever you're planning, I won't let you get away with it. My body. My hands. What are you doing? My friends, they'll rescue me.